The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 of them were wise. The foolish ones, taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise ones brought flasks of oil for their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they had become drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones said in reply, "No, for we have only enough for us, not for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." When they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you neither know the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Or stay awake, for you do not know the time and the hour. That was the last line of today's gospel, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. And today our Lord Jesus Christ gives us the parable of the 10 virgins. And guess what? They all had the same thing. The what? They all had the same thing. Which one? Come on.
The lamp?
Yes, they all had the lamps, right? 10 virgins, 10 lamps. And they all were prepared to go to this feast. Jesus tells this parable and he says, the 5 were wise. They kept their oil with them. But then the 5 were foolish. They didn't take enough oil, but they all had one thing, the lamp. And I believe that this gospel can speak to each one of us. For all of us, we have been given the lamp, right? And the lamp is our faith. Our faith can be the lamp. Our knowledge, our wisdom, our education can be the lamp. But then that lamp has to be kept burning. And how can it be kept burning? By the use of the oil. And that oil, we need to keep it. Perhaps that oil can be the prayers that we say, or even the Eucharist can be our oil. Our teachers can be our oil that fuel those lamps. The knowledge that we get can be our oil that fuels that lamp. But at times, we are like the 5 that we are foolish. That even when we have the lamps, we do not have the oil. So I believe that this reading today, this parable can speak to each one of us. And to connect it with the memorial that we are celebrating today, the memorial of Saint, come on. At least there are some 2 brave or 3, yes. The memorial of? Yes, Saint Augustine. Today we are celebrating the memorial of Saint Augustine. And if you reflect on the life of St. Augustine, he was born in North Africa, in Tagaste. God gave him the gift of wisdom. He went to to get good education and everything. But we are told that he wasted his life at his early age, in pleasure, taking time, all the, happiness, everything. He wasted it. But after the prayerful intercession of his mother, Saint Monica, whom we celebrated yesterday, Saint Augustine was baptized by Bishop Saint Ambrose. And his life changed completely, totally and completely. And he became a great preacher, a man of faith, a man of prayer. Even up today, he's one of those four doctors of the church, in the Latin church. And he's called the doctor of grace because he preached so much about grace, confession, the goodness of God. Saint Augustine, he had the lamp, but he was lacking the oil. And when he got that oil, his life was completely changed. We too, in our life, let us always be like this man, Saint Augustine. That you, as young people, students, always keep your light burning in that lamp that has been entrusted to you by God. And all of us, as baptized Christians, we all have the lamp, and that lamp has to be kept burning so that in the end, when that hour comes, Jesus has told us we do not know the time and the hour. We do not know whether the bridegroom will be delayed or not. That's why we prepare all the time using the oil that has been given to us. Let us pray for the grace that all of us may be like those five wise virgins who had the lamp, but at the same time, they were having extra oil so that we can keep our lights burning, our lamps going until the end. That one day, we join with St. Augustine in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.